In preparing to visit the moon's surface, soon-to-be lunar explorers in NASA's Apollo program first tackled a variety of unfamiliar landscapes on Earth.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
In an exercise they called Playing the Moon Game, pairs of astronauts were placed at unfamiliar field sites and asked to pretend they were on the moon. Some of these trips took astronauts to an unusual volcanic landscape called the Valley of 10,000 Smokes in Alaska's remote Katmai National Park. Although far fresher than the ancient lava flows that formed the moon's volcanic features, the valley served as an excellent training ground. The astronauts were tasked with collecting representative rock and soil samples and practiced how to communicate what they saw to scientists on the other end of the radio. And that same landscape that helped prepare the astronauts who first set foot on the moon on July 20, 1969, is still advancing lunar science today as scientists study samples of rock formations made of hardened lava with a different composition than the surrounding rock, geology similar to rock formations the Apollo astronauts found on the moon. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.